Earlier this week, the Texas Senate gave final approval to a bill banning a commonly used second trimester abortion procedure, sending it to the House. The gruesome procedure dismembers a living baby in the womb in order to end its life for the convenience of the mother. The vote was 21-9, and there were protesters in the gallery. A young woman I'd never heard of, who has a show on Glenn Beck's The Blaze Network, made a lot of press this week for claiming she was pro-choice after having previously indicated that she was pro-life. But it's what she said that needs noting. "I'm for limited government, so stay out of my guns and you can stay out of my body as well." Here we find the lack of intellectual rigor from the pro-abortion crowd. While, yes, you own and control your body, a distinct human being inside your body is not you. The realities of reproductive biology place new human beings in the womb of a mother as a host, but nothing about that baby is the same as just another bodily organ of the mother. Its DNA is distinct from the mother and required the DNA of yet a third person to be created. The same people who push the idea that animals and pets have rights, impute upon them a sense of personhood, and recoil at the idea that animals are simply property under the law are the same people who choose to claim a distinct human being, when still in the womb, is mere property they own. To ignore the humanity of a child while campaigning for such for animals is depraved foolishness. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas, weekdays at 5 p.m.